So, Tom, can we go back? Can we do the finalization now on elk season?
Mr. Chairman, yeah, this is Tom. If that's the order you'd like to proceed, and we can certainly go in that means, we could do that finalization, go back to the petitions, and that way, should any of the petitions come to a conclusion to deny, while some of your discussions are occurring on other topics, we can work to pull together and finalize resolutions if that is needed for you to take final action on at the end of the day, if that would work for you.
Yeah, now that you say that, though, would it be easier for you if we took petitions first?
Mr. Chairman, we can do it either way. We're willing to accommodate how your preference would be. If we take the petitions first, that'll give us a little more time should that be the event of a resolution being required for either one of them, but we can make it work either way, so we'll go with your lead.
Well, let's do this. Let's just do petitions first then, because that will give you more time.
Okay. So we'll circle back to the petitions. The first thing I want to point out to you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, on your agenda, it does list two petitions related to bass. I will be the first to apologize for our oversight. There should only be one, and that is the Lake Sharp smallmouth bass that Mr. Bomberger spoke to here a few moments ago to you. As we were putting and pulling information together, the black bass daily in possession limit petition that's listed on your agenda was a result of some discussions from a year ago with a similar date, so you can just disregard that one. So there's only one petition related to smallmouth bass. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bomberger did speak to you and provided his thoughts and perspectives on his petition. I'm going to ask John Lott to chime in here and give a little background on smallmouth bass management and season structures that have been used and what's in place. And then I will jump back in, talk about your options for the petition, and go from there if that will work for you.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. John Lott, I'll ask you to jump in here and give some background.
Thank you, Tom. Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Secretary Hepler, good afternoon again. John Lott, Aquatic Section Chief. The petition before you today on smallmouth bass is to allow at most one smallmouth bass, 15 inches or longer, as a part of the current five fish daily limit of largemouth and smallmouth bass combined. And I have a fair amount of experience on Lake Sharp and smallmouth bass. It was actually one of the things I worked on back before I became an administrator in the aquatics program. And smallmouth were stocked into Lake Sharp throughout the 1980s through 1991. And a solid population developed. And about 2003, a 12 to 16 inch protected slot limit with at most one bass above 16 inches was put in place on the reservoir. And then about 4 years later in 2007, that regulation was changed to a 14 to 18 inch protected slot with at most one bass longer than 18 inches as a part of the daily limit. And the initial objective of those regulations was to help to improve the sizes of bass in the population by protecting fish so that they'd be able to grow and reach larger sizes. Well, what we found out was in Lake Sharp, smallmouth bass, they grow pretty well through about 16 inches or so, and then their growth slows down substantially. It's simply the nature of the food chain in Lake Sharp and being highly reliant on gizzard shad as the main source of food. There just is not that a potential for bass to grow a lot after they get to 16 inches or so. So in 2011, that regulation was removed, realizing that it did not improve anything in the bass population. And in 2011 also, we had a historic flood on the Missouri River system. And ever since that flood, we've had a change in the smallmouth bass population in the reservoir. We don't have the number of larger fish that we once had in the reservoir. The overall abundance is up, and we're expecting the abundance of those larger fish up to 16, 17, 18 inches to increase here over time as the population recovers some. One of the keys the last 9 years or so is that four of the highest 10 water yield years in the Missouri River system have occurred in the last 10 years. And it seems like those high flows that keep the water colder have not been conducive to smallmouth bass. With regards to harvest of smallmouth in Lake Shark, the harvest is not high. I believe the last estimate was 10,000 fish or so in the period that we do a creel survey, which is much lower than the harvest for walleyes is in the system. There are times you do see smallmouth bass at the cleaning stations. You may see a number of anglers who are cleaning a limit of bass, but on the whole season, when you look at all the angler interviews we do, it's a very small percentage of anglers that are harvesting bass. The proposed 1/15 from Mr. Baumberger, I don't believe would have a lot of benefit in improving the population. The harvest of the population as a whole is not high, and it is really really more situation where the population should improve itself, should increase in quality over time, especially if those years of very high flows are reduced. With if we talk about affecting the users, how would the 1/15 do that? It would remove harvest opportunity from anglers, again, in a situation where it would not be expected to help the population to improve in quality. It would also affect the ability of bass anglers in the tournament to bring in a number of larger bass to weigh in. And in bass tournaments, one nice thing with smallmouth bass is they handle being in live wells in tournaments very well. They survive well. The majority of the tournaments are catch and release events. And there certainly would be an impact on the fish that anglers would be able to bring in to a tournament weigh-in if there was a 1/15 in place on Lake Shark. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Boyd.
This is Commissioner Boyd. Johnny, I had questions about how this might impact bass tournaments. You covered that. And I have an understanding now on how, on whether or not this would have a biological impact on the fish population. I believe I heard the petitioner make a comment about it being a heavily fished area. So from your standpoint and that of the department, do you have a sense if this is heavily fished or being overfished? Meaningless.
Commissioner Jensen. Commissioner Boyd, with regards to that, there are years where we have a heck of a lot of angler use of Lake Sharp. The majority of it is directed at walleye. On average, we probably have 80% of anglers specifically after walleyes. They do harvest some smallmouth bass, but when you look at the whole angler survey period that we do, the harvest of smallmouth bass is not at a level where it should be impacting the size of the bass we have available out there for anglers. It seems like it's more more an environmental situation where we've had some changes in the population, especially since 2011. They are not likely the result of angler harvest, but just changes in the natural system in Lake Sharp.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments? Well, as with other petitions, we have to make a decision, right? And we either accept or reject it as prepared, as presented.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This is Commissioner Boyd again. Because of the negative impact that this petition would likely have on bass tournaments on Lake Sharp, and because the change wouldn't create any positive biological impact on the fish population, I will make a motion to deny the petition.
All right, is there a second?
Sharp.
Okay. Any more discussion? Any discussion? If not, Rachel, would you call the roll, please?
Beats?
Aye.
Boyd?
Aye.
Locken?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
Sharp?
Aye.
Spring?
Aye.
Whitmire?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
All in favor, motion carries to deny.